What a disaster. If you happened to watch the NBA playoffs yesterday on the ESPN family of networks, you know exactly the disaster that I'm talking about. Once again, I am not including J.J. Redick in this description. I thought J.J. Redick was phenomenal last night calling Sixers Knicks. I thought Dave Pasch was okay calling Lakers Nuggets, but he's just not a big enough name to be calling a game of that magnitude. Outside of that, though, ESPN's coverage of the NBA playoffs yesterday, it sucked. I mean, it sucked. After 5 minutes of research this morning, it didn't take me long to figure out how we got here. Didn't take me long to figure out why ESPN's coverage of the NBA and sports in general is substandard. For the longest time, I have been thinking that I was in the minority here. I know a lot of people in this audience agree with me when it comes to ESPN's coverage of the NBA, but I thought that we were in the minority. I'll admit, I have been spoiled for almost 82 games every season. I have the luxury of listening to Joel Myers and Antonio Daniels. Without a doubt, the best broadcast crew in the NBA, and that is not up for debate. No disrespect to J.J. Redick, but there is not another broadcast crew in the league that comes anywhere close to matching the excellency, the greatness of Joel Myers and Antonio Daniels. The local crews for most NBA teams, they're bad. They suck. When their team is playing on national television, when their team is playing on ESPN, doesn't matter who is broadcasting the game, the ESPN crew is an upgrade over their normal broadcasters. Which is why I have been thinking that I was in the minority with my opinion of ESPN's coverage of the NBA. But after seeing the reaction on Twitter throughout the day yesterday, it is abundantly clear I am not in the minority. Everything I have been saying about ESPN's coverage of the NBA over the last few years, it has been 100% accurate. Like I said, did not take me long this morning to figure out how we got here. Headline at something called MSR. I don't know about you guys, but I have never heard of MSR before. It appears to be a site dedicated to mythical racism. They seem to be primarily focused on the three original woke boner words: diversity, equity, and inclusion. Headline at MSR: diversity of talent leads ESPN's NBA playoff coverage. Diversity of talent? What talent? ESPN is fully stocked up on diversity, but when you check inventory levels on talent, it says out of stock. This article was written by some doofus named Charles Hallman. According to Charlie, ESPN's coverage of the NBA is excellent because all marginalized groups are being represented. Their coverage isn't great because you are getting in-depth analysis. Their coverage isn't great because insiders have access to information that you just can't get anywhere else. According to Charlie, ESPN's coverage of the NBA is great because everyone is represented. ESPN is a beacon of unity. 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 Yeah, Unity was a great song by Queen Latifah over 30 years ago, but when I am looking for coverage of the NBA, I don't give a shit about Unity. I don't care about diversity when I want coverage of the NBA. I want the best of the best covering the league. Heading into the playoffs this weekend, ESPN sent out a press release bragging about their diverse roster. ESPN has over 350 people collecting woke welfare while providing horrific coverage of the NBA. According to Charlie Hallman, the diversity of talent covering the NBA for ESPN, it is being led by black people. That doesn't sound very diverse to me. If we are talking about true diversity, shouldn't all genders and races be represented equally? Fortunately, Charlie provides a reason. I know this is hard for you to understand since you were born into inherent racism, KC, but the NBA is 70% black, which means ESPN's coverage of the NBA should be the same way. Oh. Okay. Thanks for the explanation. For a second there, I thought I was misunderstanding the meaning of true diversity. The disaster started yesterday afternoon with NBA Countdown, arguably the worst pre- and post-game show in the history of sports. Bill Simmons triggered feelings of fake outrage in Kendrick Perkins by criticizing ESPN for having five experts on the panel. The panel was too crowded. That, according to Bill Simmons, anyway. Now, on TNT, the Inside the NBA crew consists of three Hall of Fame players and the legendary Ernie Johnson. Great crew. Now, sure. Shaq and Charles Barkley. They don't know shit about fuck about the modern NBA. Hard to keep up with the league when you were not actively watching it. But Shaq and Charles Barkley, they are entertaining, and they can give you insight on what it's like to be involved with playoff basketball. Compare the crew at TNT and listen to this panel that ESPN presented. You tell me what kind of insight they could provide. Malika Andrews, Mike Wilbon, Stephen A. Smith, Adrian Wojnarowski, Kendrick Perkins. Now, outside of Kendrick Perkins, these other four experts, they have played in a combined zero NBA games. This is the same Stephen A. Smith who was praising Quentin Grimes a couple of weeks ago for his outstanding play with the New York Knicks. Supposedly, the Knicks, that is Stephen A. Smith's favorite team. The Knicks are the one team in the NBA that Stephen A. follows religiously. Quentin Grimes, he was traded to the Pistons in February, hasn't played a game in the NBA in over a month. Adrian Wojnarowski, he's an insider. He's the guy you want to be following at the trade deadline or during free agency in July, but he's not the guy you want breaking down the matchup between the Cavs and the Magic. Speaking of Cavs Magic, they officially kicked off the playoffs on ESPN. Now, this is the first game of the postseason. Obviously, it's one of the least interesting series in terms of national exposure, which is why the game was on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But this is the first game of the playoffs. As a network, you want to show your best. You want to give casual fans a positive viewing experience. Game tips off, and for the first 2 or 3 minutes of play, the ESPN broadcast crew was completely silent. Most people thought, man, what a smart move. This is great. I hope they shut the hell up for the entire game. The crowd in Cleveland to start the game, they were electric. People thought the ESPN crew was being silent so the audience at home could feel the electricity from the home crowd. Unfortunately, the only reason the crew was silent, ESPN was having technical difficulties. As soon as those difficulties were resolved, people watching at home went back to wishing they were silent because ESPN presented one of the worst broadcasting teams for the first game of the NBA playoffs. Beth Mowins, Stephanie White, Angel Gray. Who, and who? Who in the hell are these people? I know why ESPN chose Beth Mowins. She has achieved a lot of firsts. And you guys know how much the wanker spankers at ESPN love a first. In 2017, Beth Mowins became the first woman to call a nationally televised NFL game. 2021, she became the first woman to call an NBA game on network television. Well, that's just great. Those achievements, along with her marginalized status of identifying as a woman, that makes her qualified to call the NBA playoffs. Stephanie White is a former WNBA dump diver and current head coach of the Connecticut Suns. Again, confusion. Why is a female basketball team calling themselves the Suns? I didn't get home until late yesterday afternoon, so I missed game one between Orlando and Cleveland. But judging by the thousands and thousands of reactions that I saw on social media, Beth Mowins and Stephanie White were absolutely atrocious, which shouldn't be all that surprising. I have watched NBA games where Beth Mowins was on the call. Every time I hear her voice, I hit mute. One of the most anticipated games of the day yesterday was Suns T-Wolves. Now you would think ESPN would put one of their better broadcast crews on this game. Unfortunately, That was not the strategy. The team calling Suns Wolves, Hubie Brown. I mean, he's getting older. He's past getting older, but I do like Hubie Brown. So far, so good. Jorge Sedano. I guess that's okay. But then it all fell apart. For reasons unknown, ESPN decided to put Mark Jones. Who? Mark Jones! ESPN decided to put Mark Jones on the most anticipated matchup of the day outside of Lakers and Nuggets. Maybe even the most anticipated matchup of the first round of the playoffs. And ESPN decides to put Mark Jones on the call? Mark Jones! Bring back Beth Mowins. I will take 10 Stephanie Whites over one Mark Jones. This dork is without a doubt the worst broadcaster in the history of sports. Mark Jones isn't qualified to call a back-shaving contest. In the year of our Lord 2024, what the hell is ESPN doing having Mark Jones calling games in the NBA playoffs? I mean, they demoted him to the C team during the regular season. And now, during the biggest games of the year, ESPN pulls Mark Jones out of the dungeon to call the playoffs? Like I said, the crew for Sixers, Knicks, and Lakers Nuggets, they were good. But overall, ESPN's coverage of the NBA yesterday, it sucked. And they were rightfully torched for it on social media. This is why I continue to say, Adam Silver, he needs to get the NBA as far away from ESPN as possible. This league cannot afford to go another 10 years with ESPN as their primary broadcast partner. Besides the product on the court, coverage of the league is one of the most important aspects. The coverage on TNT is far from great, but at least it's passable. The coverage on ESPN is downright embarrassing. Public perception of the NBA is already low, and one of the reasons public perception of the NBA is low is because ESPN's coverage of the league absolutely sucks. I cannot stress how important it is to have quality coverage of your league. Growing up, when you heard the voices of Pat Summerall and John Madden, you knew you were about to watch a big game in the NFL. Vern Lundquist, Troy Aikman, Joe Buck, Mike Breen, Mark Jackson, and Jeff Van Gundy. That trio was extremely popular, calling the NBA for ESPN and ABC. And what does ESPN do with them? They fire 2/3 of the trio. Mike Breen and J.J. Redick, they're great. J.J. Redick should be the voice of the NBA over the next few decades. But what you saw presented yesterday from ESPN, that was the result of diversity in practice. Diversity sounds great in theory, but when you put diversity into practice, when you implement it, you get what we saw from ESPN yesterday, an unmitigated disaster. All right, if you haven't become a member of the channel yet, hit the join button to sign up. Channel members will receive 10% off all merchandise, which should be launching later this week. I received my samples yesterday. I think they look great. I'm working through some minor details right now, but the merch, it should be coming to you guys this week. It's going to be the only video for today. I've had a busy weekend this weekend. I'm exhausted. Need to take care of some things around the house before my Pels play in game one tonight. Be back to our normal schedule tomorrow. But in the meantime, let me know what you thought about ESPN's coverage yesterday of the NBA playoffs. There were very few, if any, positive reviews on social media. It seemed to be universal disgust, but sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video, appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.